You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. It's nice, the sun's coming out. It's so cold and windy this morning.
I know, it was very, very wintry vibes. And now it's quite a pretty winter.
Yeah, trouble is I got all dressed up for this. I've got to stay in the shadows, otherwise I'm going to melt.
Don't worry, I don't think it's going to get hot today, that's for sure. What are we talking about? Where are we going on the Mind Trench today?
Over the years, I've talked about some really weird stuff and read really words that are put together in a sentence that just... weird.
Yes.
And this is for the future, for anybody that wants to do something in the future, which I'll tell you. Okay. But it's called puffy face bird leg syndrome.
Well, yes, of course.
Oh yes, I know it well.
I was diagnosed a couple of years ago.
This is a proper thing, right? As I say, this is a pre-warning for anyone thinking of pursuing space tourism, you know, going on a space holiday.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've been considering it.
Yeah,
you know.
Right, well, the thing is, you'll be dealing with microgravity, which means you're going to be floating about a lot.
Micro?
That's a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, zero, whatever. But, like, your astronauts, they do loads and loads of training for this.
Yeah.
But your average schmo who's going to go up there, I thought I'd put it in there, why not? They're used to it, but what happens is, when you start floating about, this is going to say, all the fluid in our body starts sloshing around,
oh,
right?
Yuck!
Don't they slosh around anyway, isn't it, you know?
But what happens
I
is,
guess it compresses
apparently,
a little bit by
I don't know what half a gallon is, whatever that is, but that's how much that's sloshing about.
What?
But when you go upside down...
About half a gallon's worth of slosh.
When you end up upside down, all the blood and everything goes the other way, and you end up with a puffier head and thinner legs.
Oh, yuck, man.
I thought that was... Just if you're thinking about doing it, don't do it.
Yeah,
okay, but I was thinking about it. I don't know how long it lasts because it could look really funny.
That's Rob's reckons on space travel. Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
I reckon there's enough to see down here already.
We don't know what's going on in the ocean.
Plus, with this space travel, all you're doing, you're going up, you're floating around a little bit, then you're coming back, you're not even getting out and having a look anywhere.
Okay, quick question for you both. Would you rather... There's no third option here. You have to do one of these two.
Always a third option.
Would you rather go into outer space and have a look around or go right down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench and have a look around?
No. Space, absolutely.
Space, only because the thought of being that deep underwater.
Yeah, no, I want to throw up.
Both immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I think I'd also do space. You know, nice for the perspective.
Look what happened to that submarine. I've got no interest. And space, I feel like, you know, any kind of event of peril is quite immediate.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
I think when you're at the bottom of the Mariana Trench, it's probably the same deal.
It's a bit immediate, but, you know, imagine, oh, no, there's water coming. Oh, you wouldn't
have time to say that because it would just be all over.
Maybe.
Good Lord, this is not where I thought this chat was going to go.
Anyway, just if you're thinking about it, just think about it. Obviously, because you're thinking about
exactly.
It.
Just think about that, guys.
Yeah, this is my last one. So I just
This is the one I've been in big time denial for.
Yeah.
I'm still in big time denial.
It's been fun, but I think it's time to let someone else have this slot, I think.
Yeah, I reckon so too. Also, it means you're not going to have to catch 3.5 hours worth of trains to get in the morning.
Shout outs to
Auckland Transport.
To Auckland Transport, I can say it now.
I've been
2 years with Mikey and 5 years doing this.
Seven years of the Mind Trench.
My head hurts.
Rob's done enough thinking. Rob needs to retire the brain.
Got space head.
I'm still going to be about on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Not this Saturday, though, thanks to Auckland Transport. But I've got to stop going on about that.
We should really get a segment sponsored by Auckland Transport. And it's just a bit of dead air because the DJ couldn't get in. That would be a good one.
It's been fun. I've learned lots of stuff. And I've learned, one of the main things I've learned, lots of people are into things that maybe aren't... they're into things like Loch Ness Monster. I'll use that as an example. There isn't a Loch Ness Monster. They've proved it time and time again, but these people still keep going there. And I think to myself, fair play to them. It's all about the community.
That's truthful.
They're not doing any harm.
No.
Same with Sam Squench. No one's found one of them.
Who's,
Okay. Sasquatch.
Oh, Sam Squ- yeah, right. Sam Squinch.
Sam Squinch, the Sasquatch. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Keep
that's,
up.
That's
keep
a
up.
Homage. It's a homage to Trailer Park Boys.
Well, Rob, it's been an absolute pleasure. Literally, the highlight of my week is coming in on a Wednesday morning. Rob's already here and hanging out and has got the personality to bring us all through hump day. So it's been a lot of fun, but it's not the end of the road. We'll catch you around the traps real soon.
Absolutely. So I'll be in Saturdays.
We'll see you Saturdays. We've had some very nice texts as well. Just want to especially shout out Keegan Louie, who listen every week and send us great messages. And Louie's come in and been a guest host on the Mind Trench as well.
Yes, I want to hear you, Louie, in about 3 years. I want to hear you on there.
Yeah, we're gonna get
10 years' time, you'll be running the gaff.
Exactly. So thank you very much for those very nice texts. You got a poem for us, Rob?
Yes, I have.
The Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
I didn't have a title for this, but I am going to call it I Love Rachel. Right. All this has been so much fun. Who doesn't like to get up before the sun? But it would be great if I could remember what I've said, but apart from tardigrades, dogs booting and bees, the rest has left my head. So thank you, Rachel, for giving me the time to talk a bit of nonsense and spout the occasional rhyme. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Love you, Rob. You've picked an absolute Rob Bollocks banger to send us off on this morning. What are we listening to here?
100% endurance yard act. The lyrics in this are insane.
We love you, Rob. We'll see you real soon.
Yes, two Saturdays.
Well, hey.
I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the pain, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Oh yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible, they played it on a loop. We couldn't believe it. Basically, they discovered that there were others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in. And they interviewed all of them, and every one of them, not one, could give any hint of a clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is. That's beautiful, I find it humbling, sincerely, yeah. And when you're gone, it brings me peace of mind to know that this'll all just carry on with someone else. Someone else. Something new. Something new. No need to be blue. Everything's already hard, time's it's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Come on, come on, come on, come on, yeah. Now we're off to meet them, so pack your weapons. Don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
It's all right, I've fought more wars than I've had on dinners.
Sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and we'd already have achieved it if everyone was as enlightened as me. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Watch me explode. It's also pointless, but it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you can really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it, and shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing that you can't take it with you, and all you ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit. Cut it with 100% endurance. When you're gone,
is it?
What an absolute banger. The texts are absolutely loving that one. Thank you very much to the Bard of Bollocks.
See ya.
I wish you could see his sunglasses he's just put on. What a steez.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.